welcome to The Currency. This week, how a New Hampshire paper mill, the oldest surviving in America, not only cheated death, but made money during the downturn, coming up. But now, it's headlines. Coos County clocked its fifth straight quarter of economic growth this spring. That's according to Plymouth State University's North Country Economic Index. As expected, tourism leads the recovery, but it wasn't all good news. Employment was down from the same time last year, as were home sales and median home prices. Meanwhile, the national powerhouse cupcake chain Crumb's Bake Shop announced this week it's closing all of its stores, including locations at malls in Nashua and Salem. Which begs the question, is the cupcake craze sparked by Sex and the City really, finally over?
Cupcakes are really the it thing right now. A lot of people think that they're going to just be a fad.
That's Leah Laporto. She bought Concord's New England Cupcakery about 2 years ago. And despite the downfall of the Crumb's bakery empire, she thinks long-term prospects for cupcake specialty bakeries are good. But with such a super specialized operation, Laporto says whether it's an indie shop or a chain, you have to tread carefully.
The thing is that you need to expand, but you have to do it slowly and efficiently, and also effectively. That's just the one thing that you have to do, because if not, then you're bound to pigeonhole yourself and then fail.
Crumb's Bake Shop was founded in 2003. The AP reports that within a decade, it had 65 stores spanning 12 states and Washington, D.C. Crumb's was delisted from NASDAQ earlier this month, 3 years after going public. If you buy wall coverings anywhere in the world, there's a good chance the actual paper was made in New Hampshire at Monadnock Paper Mills. But if you're driving to its mill in Bennington and follow your GPS instructions to the letter, it's easy to drive right past it. In fact, I did just that. That's because the mill sits on a plush, hilly plot of land along a river. It's as far from the stereotypical borderline blight look of factories as you can get. On the outside, it just doesn't look the part. But on the inside, Monadnock paper looks, sounds, and smells like you'd expect. And there are places where you can see, far below the factory floor, a pulp and water slurry rushing by. It looks like a river of grits and sports that special paper-making stench. Walking deeper into the plant, sales and marketing VP Jim Clementi points to a big machine spooling out rippling, watery sheets.
So all of the slurry is being metered out onto this wire. And this is where we're removing a significant amount of the water. At this point, about 90% of that sheet is water.
Founded almost 200 years ago, Monadnock is the oldest continuously operating paper mill in the country. With about 180 people on the payroll, it's also one of the largest employers in southwest New Hampshire. And while most Granite Staters hear mill and think closed and North Country, VP Jim Clementi says the explanation for why his company has succeeded is pretty simple.
The key for us is that, first and foremost, we're not a commodity paper mill. Because we are a non-integrated mill, we don't rely on a pulp source that is owned by the paper mill. So that flexibility is unique in the paper industry and has allowed us to develop innovative paper products that not only compete in traditional paper applications, but are also designed to replace alternative materials such as plastics and petroleum-based products that are not as friendly to the environment as paper.
What are some examples of places where I might see Monadnock paper or applications where Monadnock paper might be used?
We're most known for our text and cover graphic arts printing papers. It's typically used by high-end retailers in their catalogs who want a nice uncoated look. So people like David Yurman, Cole Haan. But our volume and our growth has really been attributed to our technical specialty papers. And these would be in products that you wouldn't notice or recognize Monadnock's name in them. So a few examples of that is, you know, we are one of the larger producers of wall coverings in the world. We don't print them, but we sell the base papers that are used by companies who print and distribute wall coverings through retailers like Sherwin-Williams. We are heavily into medical packaging papers.
In a world that becomes more digital every day, how will Monadnock paper continue to stay viable?
Well, we've certainly been affected by the digital revolution. And if you look back at the recession we had back in 2008, that really only accelerated that problem for us. The recession caused companies, obviously, to tighten their budgets. And one of the areas that were specifically affected were people's discretionary budgets for printing. So many corporations stopped printing annual reports. They produced fewer catalogs. The catalogs that they produced had fewer pages. So the printing industry as a whole was directly negatively impacted by the recession. So as a result of that, you know, we saw a dramatic reduction in purchasing of printing paper. And a lot of that has not come back since the recession sort of waned and economy has picked up. A lot of the transformation from print to digital remained in digital format online. So we've had to transform our business and look for ways to grow our paper volume where we weren't affected by a change in printing.
Clementi says that's meant branching out into things like high-end craft beer and wine labels and creating special paper to replace plastic gift cards. I'm Amanda Loader, and join us next week for The Currency, NHPR's take on business and economic news across the state.